The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, teach us to want those things that you want for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please. So, good morning. So I would like to open up our time together with a couple of stories from my childhood. When I was very young, I had this deep fascination with outer space. I told my parents that I wanted to be an astronaut when I grew up. And they wanted to support me and to foster my knowledge of the cosmos. So they got me my first telescope. And it came with this CD-ROM, that I put into the disk drive. And it had on it the map of the stars. So I remember spending hours and hours staring up into the night sky in marvel and wonder. So some years later, even though the passion for space remained, I grew up and my interests changed. So I now wanted to be a rock star. I wanted to play an instrument, and my parents asked me which one. And so I told them the drums, and they told me, wrong answer, try again. So I said, okay, I want to play the guitar. So before long, I was practicing playing the guitar, imagining myself playing in front of packed stadiums. I tell these stories not to highlight the ever-changing desire of an adolescent, but rather to highlight my parents. You see, I think part of what it means to be a parent is to think long-term. And to equip our young ones with the tools necessary for them to be successful, to build their capacity to step into the life that they want to live, the lives that we want for them, lives in which they can be successful. So this is what I would like to talk about, building capacity in our lives. As children, it is the responsibility of those who are older to help build capacity. We here as a gathered body have said that it is important to us to raise our young people up in the faith, to deepen their knowledge of God. How do I know this? Because we have just begun our confirmation class for this year. We had our lock-in last weekend, stayed up to the crack of dawn learning and laughing and playing. So we're beginning our 18-week class to do exactly that, to learn and to deepen our faith, to grow as a community, to become adult members of this body of Christ. And then as we grow up, we take ownership over our own ability to build capacity to fit the lives that we want to live. So let's think about our gospel lesson today. We've heard the story of Lazarus and the rich man. What we know of Lazarus is that he's poor, he's sick, he's lonely, and spends a lot of time at the gate of the house of this other character who's known as the rich man. And what we know about this man is that he dresses nice and is doing well, or well, at least well enough that he has a gate in front of his house to keep people like Lazarus out. So eventually both of these men die and are sent to opposite sides of, as our story calls it, this great chasm. The rich man finds himself hot and thirsty and in pain in Hades, while Lazarus finds himself talking to Father Abraham. The rich man cries out and says, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in some water and to touch my tongue to cool it, for I am in agony in these flames." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner received evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony." So I opened up talking about parents and their role in building out to the capacity so that we're able to live into the lives that we want to. Then I moved on to say that as we grow older, we take control of our ability to build our own capacity. We must build the lives that we want to live. If we want to be a world-class pianist, we have to practice. If we want to run a marathon, at the very least, we have to get some running shoes and go out for a jog. If we want to deepen our relationship with our neighbors, we are going to have to spend some time with them. If we want to develop our relationship with God, we're going to have to pray more. We will have to study our scriptures more. You see, as our parents are working to better our lives and we are working to better our lives, then we try and help others to better their lives. God is building the capacity for us to do so, to step into the lives that God has called us to live. Except God is not concerned with our timelines, our five-year plans, our sense of priority. Truly, God knows what's best for us and for our lives. God sees what we cannot and knows the areas in our lives that we need to be challenged in order to build capacity to get us to where God wants us to be. Our goal should be to try to get in line with what God wants for us, to build our capacity in the places that God would want, so that we are not working against God and God's plan, but rather with God. Imagine if every morning we woke up and our prayer was, God, direct me. Show me what you want me to say. Show me what you want me to see. God, show me what you want me to do. Show me how you want me to suffer. Our gospel lesson tells us about a man named Lazarus, who in so many ways got the short end of the stick. We don't know the extent to which Lazarus was faithful, only that he suffered. Our gospel also tells us about a rich man who was not suffering in his earthly life. In fact, he had every benefit and yet demonstrated no compassion or faithfulness. And so he suffered in his next life. So you might be struggling to place yourself in this story. Am I the rich man or am I Lazarus? But don't forget, there are some other people that the rich man is concerned with. He's got some family who are alive back at home, and he wants to tell them these secrets so that they don't find themselves in the same predicament that he's in. So I think, yes, we can all be a bit of each of these characters. We can all be blind like the rich man. We could be suffering and not seen like Lazarus. But they are both dead in this story, and we are not. We are not done building our capacity, and God is not done building our capacity. So my prayer for you is that our building efforts would align with God's. So I'll leave you with this, St. David's. As we are thinking about the ways that we are a community for the world, in what areas are we needing to build capacity so that we all can live into the life that God is calling us to live?